Bad app was just a link in Iowa's chain of failure by Reed Epstein, Sydney Ember, Trip Gabriel, and Mike Baker. The first signs of trouble came early as the smartphone app for reporting the results of the Iowa Democratic caucuses began failing last Monday night. Party officials instructed precinct leaders to move to Plan B, calling the results into caucus headquarters, where dozens of volunteers would enter the figures into a secure system. But when many of those volunteers tried to log on to their computers, they made an unsettling discovery. They needed smartphones to retrieve a code, but they had been told not to bring their phones into the boiler room in Des Moines. As a torrent of results were phoned in from school gymnasiums, union halls, and the myriad other gathering places that made the Iowa caucuses a world-famous model of democracy, it soon became clear that the whole process was melting down. Volunteers resorted to passing around a spare iPad to log into the system. Melissa Watson, the state party's chief financial officer, who was in charge of the boiler room, did not know how to operate a Google spreadsheet application used to input data, Democratic officials later acknowledged. Others, desperate to verify results, began telling some precinct leaders to email photographs of their worksheets, the paper forms used to tally results, to a dedicated email address. But for hours, no one monitored the inbox. When it was finally opened Tuesday morning, there were 700 unread emails waiting, with photos that had been sent sideways. Volunteers had to crane their necks to decipher the handwritten forms. An hour after the caucuses began, the Iowa Democratic Party chairman, Troy Price, huddled in another room with other officials, none of them with a clear strategy to manage the unfolding chaos or answers to share with increasingly exasperated presidential campaigns. A conference call with the campaigns ended with Mr. Price hanging up on them amid accusations that caucus results in Iowa may have been incorrectly reported for decades. As disastrous as the 2020 Iowa caucuses have appeared to the public, the failure runs deeper and wider than has previously been known, according to dozens of interviews with those involved. It was a total system breakdown that casts doubt on how a critical contest on the American political calendar has been managed for years. Until now, the main public villain in the Iowa caucus fiasco has been the reporting app created by a company called Shadow Inc., along with a coding issue in a back-end results reporting system that state party officials blamed for the chaos. But the crack-up resulted from cascading failures going back months.